Online and hybrid classes continue to be a big adjustment for many students, staff, and faculty. To help, the Illinois State University College of Arts and Sciences has recruited a group of students called the Tech Consultant Squad that helps faculty with technology. ISU's senior and lead consultant, Elise Ketter, says the squad helps faculty with Zoom connection issues, lecture videos, and ReggieNet configuration. She says the squad is a rewarding way for the 10 members to hone their own technology skills and help faculty with theirs.
We all have kind of different strengths. There's some people that are very media focused and they work for the school's TV station, so they have a lot of background with more of the technology, setting up web cameras and stuff for professors. Personally, I am more focused on like Zoom and our ReggieNet, which is the website that all the school's information goes through. No one has the same exact skill set. We just are all kind of versed in different areas. None of us have the same majors either. We're kind of spread out on the board with that too. So it's just kind of people that, even if you didn't have a lot of background in tech or what we were doing, people who were willing to learn quickly and wanted to kind of jump in and help professors work through issues that they were having.
How have you guys been able to grow and adapt, especially with the semester starting back up?
You never really know what requests you're going to get from professors. There's a kind of a Google form that they can fill out, and they put down their request, and then it gets filtered to us, and you can see what current requests we have and grab one of those and start working on it. So it's kind of a really big variety, and you never know exactly what's going to come to you. So it's all about just adapting to what the professor's needs are and trying to work through issues that you may not have much knowledge on. So it's researching and helping them at the same time. So I really like it because it's different every day, and you're getting to learn a lot of things that you wouldn't know otherwise.
And how big is the request and the demands right now?
We're actually doing pretty well. I'd say at per usual, most of us usually are working on 2 to 3 requests at a time, but there are some requests that are also ongoing throughout the entire semester. So there may be a consultant that attends every single one of this professor's classes, and they help monitor the Zoom chat every single time. Or maybe they sit in on the class and all they do is record it on their computer, and then they help the professor upload it. There's some people that are helping with setting up tests and quizzes. It may be a professor that struggles with that and needs some help, so they send a test or a quiz to the consultant, and then they help them upload it.
Switching to online classes has been an adjustment for many people, students, staff, and faculty. And you mentioned that you guys yourselves are learning as you're also teaching. Do you have any story or anything that you would like to share?
I think the coolest part for me is that I had a professor who needed help setting up a lot of things. She never really used our ReggieNet, which is the website everything goes through. She never really set up much in that. So I kind of trained myself on how to do that from a professor perspective. I helped her set up PowerPoints and just kind of things that she had never had to utilize before. So it's cool that I can go to a meeting, even if it's over Zoom. I don't even get to meet with them face to face, but I know that I'm impacting their teaching. And afterwards, the professor I worked with was just so thankful because she was trying to make the class the best that it could be for her students, and it was really rewarding to know that I was helping her do that.
Elise Ketter is the lead consultant for the College of Arts and Sciences Tech Consultant Squad. She spoke with student reporter Darnisha Mitchell. Find the full interview at WGLT.org.